I want to thank the Labour Party for putting forward this very important motion on nursing homes. I support this motion and calls to prioritise the quality, safety and care of older people. Overhauling nursing homes is what we need to look at. From somebody who's actually worked on the floor and actually worked for this company that was involved in this documentary, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised to say that 80% of homes are now in private hands, profit-driven. It's beyond a joke at this stage. I have worked in nursing homes, and I can safely say that every aspect of that home are profit-driven, from the food you feed the people, to the deodorant they use, to the soap they use. It's a shocking indictment of society where everybody has to go around their nursing home smelling the same and looking the same if it comes to they have to go and buy clothes for them. That's how bad it is. If their clothes are damaged, the nursing home may not provide them with clothes. Their relatives could be in other parts of the country because they're not necessarily, that company, for instance, wouldn't necessarily be looking after old people. There could be a mix of people in here. So it's profit-driven. I think we need to emphasise that we have lost the humanity when profit comes before our elder citizens. So, like my colleagues, I found RTE investigation programme extremely difficult to watch. Older people in this documentary not being treated like humans. The documentary demonstrated consistent patterns of neglect, lack of care in nursing homes across the country. It is deeply concerning. And we have been getting phone calls over the last few weeks about certain issues within homes all over the state, private nursing homes. And because myself, being a healthcare worker prior to being elected, I know what exactly is going on the ground. HICWA have an issue here. HICWA come in and do inspections after this is done. It's not good enough. HICWA come after the hall. HICWA come in and it's like that old analogy, locking the door after the horse is bolted. It's a ridiculous situation that we find ourselves in. And to be revisiting this 30 years after prior investigations and TV programmes, we're here again. No lessons learned. Profit driven. The average age of the population is higher now than it ever has been before. The number of people aged over 65 in Donegal has increased by 19% since 2016. We have to start properly and publicly investigating care of our grown population. It's clear that we need can no longer rely on private companies to deliver care. The current service providers are only motivated by profit, and it's evident in the constantly cost-cutting measures that are used. We need serious investment into creation of a public nursing homes with community beds. I support this motion to call to ensure the National Development Plan includes a funded programme to develop new public long-term residential care through community nursing homes to meet the needs of our ageing population. We need to engage in long-term thinking and strategic planning. People can't be expected to rely on their families to take care of them as they get older anymore, given the amount of young people that have been locked out of home ownership and forced to immigrate. We need to ensure that we have enough residential homes to cater for our ageing population and that these homes are well-staffed, comfortable and safe. I would like to highlight the fact that residential homes are not covered under the government's defective concrete scheme. We know of a few residential homes in Donegal that are affected with defective concrete. This must be taken into account. Families with loved ones in nursing homes have more than enough on their plate. They shouldn't have to worry whether the building their homes, the building that's housing their family member is safe or structurally sound. But this is a worry being forced on many family members in Donegal, on top of the worry of whether their loved ones are being treated with decency and respect that they deserve. And some of these families might have been forced to put their loved ones into residential care. I know this for a fact because their homes are unsafe. With defective concrete homes, there's always mould issues. And when somebody has respiratory problems and they're in this home, you've got basically no choice. You have to get them out of the house to prolong their life. So the defective concrete crisis has its tentacles in every aspect of daily life in Donegal. It's what the government is not seeing on the ground. For people impacted by this crisis, it's a constant presence in every aspect of their life. Nursing homes, community centres, it goes right across the wide spectrum of aspects of life. Creches, schools are all affected. The government underestimates just how this crisis is part of everyday life in Donegal. For example, on top of Mountain Top, there is a home that's built in an estate, and every house in that estate has defective concrete. The entrance into this lovely estate that's no longer lovely, it's decaying, there's a nursing home and an office block, both defective. Them residents are in that, their families are stressed, worried, but there's no scheme in place for them. But I'd also like to go on again about the fact is that talking about nursing homes, and the fact is I had worked in one up until my election. The staff in these nursing homes are extremely caring people. A few bad people leaves. For example, you former staff members calling you going, I feel uneasy at my work. I feel that we're being watched. Hick was showing up at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is what they're meant to do. But let me just tell you, Hick were responsible here too, because when you're in a care environment, and I'll give you an example, you're walking with a resident and you're taking that resident to bed and they're mobile and you take them into the room, and Hick were in the hallway watching every aspect of what you do, which is their job. You close that door. HICWA aren't allowed into that room. They're not allowed into the room because they can only observe you in the public doorways, frameways. HICWA cannot go into the room and watch you put a resident to bed. This is wrong. You know, we don't know if best practices are being taught. So, for example, if you're hoisting somebody and the door is closed to that bedroom, HICWA can't see that. You know, so they're in the hallway. So I'll give you another example when I'm at it. The residential place where I was working, it would be a high secured locked unit. And part of it was, it's a circular building with a walkway around it. And off that walkway are rooms. So what we would have had going on was HICWA came in and you had people in sections and you looked after your section. But what happened was HICWA decided this isn't right. We want to open up the whole place, let them wander around. You know, staffing levels were at bare minimum and we've seen our fall rate go up through the roof. Transfers to hospitals go up through the roof. Now, this decision was made by a HICWA inspector going in and saying, well, this is what it should be. But what worked for 15 or 16 years previous was then disbanded and they went a different route. Now it's part of the everyday occurrence, where I find it unacceptable that residents are being left in dangerous situations because of staff shortages. And I think it's when you've got your feet in the ground, you see it, you see the faults. HICWA have to take responsibility in this too. They have to look at the way things are done. You know, 6 a.m. inspections is fine, but let's put it where there's best practice. And for example, when you're dealing with people who are training in healthcare at VTEC level 5, a healthcare assistant, for example, you can get that online and you can spend €1,800 getting that and walk into a home and get work experience and get a job. Where for myself, when I went back, I trained for 2 years part-time to up my skills. Elsbeth Fawn, ETB, one of the best trainers you could get. And done everything to a very high standard. And when you go into a private nursing home and they see the standard, straight away you're getting calls from the HSC, come over, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. I would not be moved. I worked for minimum wage in there. I would not be moved because I cared for the people. And I just think that that's what's missing. The fact is that we no longer are caring for the people. It's profit-driven. We need to get back to that place where the people and the elder citizens are most important. Thank you.